And Patrick in Surrey. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, good morning, Nicky.
Say what you want to say.
Yes, I don't think it is right for us to be ramming down this gay issue on people's throats. If I am a black man, if Qatar said they don't want a black man to come and watch the football, I know a lot of people, a lot of black people wouldn't go there. If they don't like gay people going to watch the football in Qatar, they have a right. It's a law in the country. Who says that we have our law in this country is right to say gayism is a, if you talk against gay people, it's a crime. We are not right either. We should respect the laws of this country. And I hate when gay people, when they want to justify their action or whatever, they use black people as an excuse to say, well, black people were being discriminated against, and now they are discriminating against black people, gay people. I think it's absolutely wrong because they are two different things. If you want to be gay, but the law of the country should be respected. If Qatar doesn't want it, they don't want it. That's what I've got to say.
What do you say, Barney?
You know, it's really interesting that speaker has just come on before me because, you see, it's really simple. All forms of discrimination and prejudice are bad. And all the action that's been taken up by Kick It Out and the Players Football Association, the FA are trying to do stuff, is absolutely fine. But what they should do is just hold up a mirror to all the action that they've taken on all other forms of discrimination and do exactly the same around homophobia. For me, it's irrelevant what the discrimination is. You know, when I was playing football, I don't think anyone gave a damn who I was sleeping with. Could I play football? End of story. So the action that needs to be taken, and this is why I would back, I mean, you'd expect me to say it because obviously I'm part of Chris's organisation, but there needs to be clear action. And if we're going to take clear action on racism, and believe me, as somebody from an ethnic community, I don't use black people as an excuse when I'm talking as a gay person because I've actually fought race discrimination all my life. So all I would say to the PFA, to the FA, and all those organisations is very clear. All the actions that you have taken, are taken on all forms of discrimination, you should take exactly the same against homophobia because it's another form of discrimination.
Nikki, if I go in a gym and I want to go in a changing room and there is a woman there, I wouldn't change. I'll be ashamed to take off my clothes and change. If I know there is a girl in that room, would I want to go and take my clothes off in that gym?
Oh, my God. Are we really having these conversations in 2012?
Well, it may be to you, but that's the reality. Would I want to change if I go into a woman's gym?
Let me tell you something. When I was playing football, I don't think anyone gave a damn when we were in the changing room about who was changing where. Right, I was getting out on that pitch and I was kicking as hard as you and anyone else.
You're not in a pitch, it's completely different from a changing room. If I'm in a changing room and there is a woman in that changing room, I would not want to take my clothes off in that changing room. If I'm in a gym and a woman is there, she would not want to take her clothes off. I am a man. I'm an heterosexual. I'm a man. I would not want to be in a changing room with a different sex to what I know I am.
I didn't know that gay men were a different sex.
Well,
is that your point?
You know? Well, obviously it is because my what will arouse me sexually may be different to what will arouse you sexually.
You mean orientation? Yeah.
I tell you, a lot of people accept that we have gay amongst us in the community, but I think we need a segregation the same way we segregated with women. Women have their own toilets, men have their own toilets, and gay have their own toilets.
Bisexuals, there's four toilets.
I think that's the way to go about it. But to say, well, we're all in the same toilet and things like that, changing rooms and stuff like that in the football. Football is for men. It's a man's game.
With the cuts and the toilet cleaning facilities, that's going to be quite a... Sorry, you can't believe you're hearing it, Barney. Can you believe you're hearing it, Amal? I mean...
Amal, she's absolutely right, and I haven't seen the documentary yet, but I will see it. But, you know, as she said, it's 2012. And, I mean, the last comment... It just becomes preposterous that we even have these conversations. This is London 2012. It's phenomenal.